Big announcement from NASA yesterday regarding Mars. It said that from time to time, water flows across the red planet's ancient surface. This does not mean scientists have found life on Mars or proof there ever has been. They say it offers hope that some microorganisms, like bacteria, might have one of the elements there they need to survive.
NASA has found something that breathes new hope to the idea that microbial life may be present on the red planet, liquid water.
Under certain circumstances, liquid water has been found on Mars.
Using its Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, NASA has proven that seasonal dark streaks on the surface of the planet, called recurring slope linea, are caused by the flow of water. Now, this water isn't pure, it's briny, filled with a special kind of salt called percolate salt. This is important because the salt almost acts like an antifreeze, lowering the freezing point of the water, allowing it to stay in a liquid state. Scientists have long known that the Mars of 3 billion years ago was very wet, possibly even boasting a massive ocean 1 mile deep. But most of that water has since disappeared, and scientists have only been able to find evidence of water in the form of ice, most of it being trapped at the poles, and some small amounts of water in the atmosphere. Now that we've found liquid water, not only does it increase our chances at finding life, it may also help humans survive on the planet one day.
We haven't been able to answer the question, does life exist beyond Earth? But following the water is critical element of that.
The presence of liquid water could change the architecture of NASA's manned mission to Mars, scheduled for the 2030s. The water could be purified for irrigation, turned into oxygen, even broken down into liquid oxygen and hydrogen, and then used for rocket fuel. The problem is, scientists don't know the source of the water, but are exploring different theories like underground aquifers. One thing's for sure, the search for life on Mars just got a whole lot more exciting.
Unless you live in an area where there was a lot of cloud cover, like we do, unfortunately, Sunday night was a great one for stargazing. Or let's say moon gazing. First reason, there was a lunar eclipse when the sun, earth, and moon were all lined up in that order. Scientists say because Earth's atmosphere filters out blue light, the moon, or part of it, can take on a reddish tint, what some call a blood moon. Here you can see the effect this has on our natural satellite. Second reason, a supermoon. In the moon's elliptical orbit around Earth, it was at perigee, its closest point. That made it appear larger than usual.